That would be on all the applications.
On all, as to all six, yes.
And I think really just for clarification, basically by making that motion, what we're doing is saying that we're not accepting this preliminary. You know, not, in other words, not taking any action. Nothing's triggering that 15-day period right at this point. I guess perhaps if staff could follow up with DLDOT, though, to see that they've received the report from the traffic group and what their turnaround time is, because that seems to be the underlying question to all this, is what DLDOT's doing with it. And I think that'll be helpful to everybody involved if we have some idea of when we can expect that back and hold their feet to the fire a little bit. So I don't think anybody wants this to be hanging out there forever.
So. No, but you can't do it. I mean, you need all the information.
Right. No, I don't disagree with that.
And right, nobody's trying to hold anybody up. It's just you need.
I just don't want dealing with this.
I agree, and it would be good for staff to follow up and lay a fire. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. For those of you who are not frequent attenders here at Planning and Zoning, I would kindly direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left, who has a few well-chosen words regarding your conduct and ours, too.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As stated, this is the time and the place for the public hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the commission that were adopted in 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the meeting to view the commission's deliberations and voting on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now to switch it off or turn it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments and correspondence that's been received. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney here representing an organized group, we ask that that person speak first. When speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of supporters and opponents, but no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir.